Welcome to another edition of the Speak It Podcast. It's been a while. I'm John Wilson with Fire and Life Safety America, sitting here with Chad Rowland of RTM Roofing, owner and wild man.
How you doing, man?
Doing well. How you doing?
Doing fine, man. If we can get some audio stuff to work, we'll get that figured out for next time. Cool. I think we've got sound and some clarity and some decent hosts today. So,
hey, welcome being in the band.
That's right.
Spend 8 hours mixing a song because you didn't know you have a switch on. You had to turn over here and go click.
Yeah. We'll get that second microphone going here soon. Hey, but anyway,
just so you know, we're Facebooking live right now too
on Facebook Live,
RTM Roofing Renovation Nation.
Yeah,
all that. So anybody that's listening to the podcast can go check that out stuff too later. But just so remind people who you are and all that on that too.
Let's go ahead and do that. So once again, John Wilson. I'm a host of the Speak It Podcast and work for Fire and Life Safety America. Regional sales manager for Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky, and part of Virginia, Roanoke. So it's been about a 3-4 month hiatus on the podcast. We've had a lot of fun. You've been on it, and other guests and business owners and things like that. So LinkedIn, Facebook, we'll have some more sponsors out there to get you some more business owners and local people to kind of go shop at.
Yeah.
Just like RTM Roofing. So I'm John. We'll put some stuff out there. So Chad, tell everybody about you and RTM Roofing real quick, and we'll get to the radio show here afterwards.
Well, yeah, no, I'm Chad Rowland, the owner of RTM Roofing, Nashville-based. We do cover the complete mid-state. We do host Renovation Nation on WTN. That's going live on Facebook right now on our site on that. Saturdays from 11 to 12. But we do full roofing systems. We do a full roof company, meaning we love repairs as well as replacements and just normal maintenance and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
Siding, gutters, no windows.
When did you guys start?
We start our fifth year this October. We're 4 and a half.
Wow. Growing like crazy?
Growing like crazy. It's been a record-setting year.
Y'all do so much marketing, and it pays for itself. Like,
it's just networking.
Yeah.
Just shaking babies and kissing hands.
Shaking.
That's it. That's all we do. And then, you know, you do use stuff like this. Use tools you got that don't cost that much.
Yeah.
And the Renovation Nation show on W10, it definitely helps us. But we do a little bit, but mainly our marketing is just getting out there and referrals and meeting people. Everybody sleeps under a roof usually.
That's right. So Topgolf, we've done that a bunch with you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great event. You know, you can take somebody to lunch, you sit there in an hour, it's over. You do Topgolf. You can sit, you can talk, you can hit, come as you please. You know, 2-3 hours, it's much more relaxing thing. If you play golf, that's a 6-hour deal.
Right? Yeah.
You do Topgolf, you can be there an hour, 2 hours, and just have a big time.
Well, the good part is you get to sit and actually meet someone, unlike when you're playing a golf tournament sometimes.
Yeah.
You only get to talk when people aren't hitting and in between holes and in the beginning. Everybody's excited to play and they're focusing on it. And by the end, everybody's drank too much water and are ready to go home.
Yep.
So I love networking Topgolf. It's huge. And like I said, it's networking people together. Like when you come, when we bring other property managers,
That's people
you want to meet, you know, it's things like that that help. I don't need your business today, but if I connect you two people together, you'll remember me for that.
Yep.
And I can only network with good people. If we don't like you, we don't network with you.
Yeah.
And it comes back around to you.
It does. It does. And we'll talk about it later, the one thing, but those genuine relationships are a big deal when you're talking business, trying to grow things. So let's talk about the radio show real quick, and we'll get on Fireline Safety. I'll reintroduce our team as well here in a little bit, but the radio show, 99.7. Saturdays, 11 o'clock.
11 a.m.
You know, 11 a.m., not at night. I haven't been able to be on because I'm coaching baseball.
I've invited you on a couple times.
I know. So I apologize. But what's going on with the radio show?
We are...
That radio voice that you have.
Yeah, it's raspy today. It's been... I had to write payroll today, so I had to scream a little bit. Like, it's Friday.
Yeah.
But it is Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. TGIF, y'all.
That's right.
Let's see. Renovation Nation. We've sort of mutated that show. We started it as strictly renovations. You know, Chris Gilbreth, co-host. You know, we're actually going on his page right now, too, for the Renovation Nation.
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris? We're trying to get you here, man. I'm sorry you didn't look at your phone. But we went into it getting, you know, just renovations, you know, bathrooms and this and that. And now we've mutated it where, you know, you're going to get tired of hearing the same thing over and over.
Oh, yeah.
And we can talk about bathrooms. We can talk about fire and life safety for, you know, 20 more shows and would still not get to everything you educate your customers and people about.
Start to kind of bore people if you did that.
And it gets mundane. So now we're doing once a month, we're going to be doing a renovation show of a topic. another next part of the month, next weekend, we're going to be doing, like this weekend's a music show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do, I'm actually getting one of the major talk show hosts over there to come on. We're going to be renovating your talk show host.
Nice.
You know how we do it when we're on it. And then the fourth and final one for the month might be just me rambling.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris, just doing our chatter rants and Chris rants and telling everybody that, you know, they suck. But
you gotta have fun, man.
It's all about having fun.
Yeah.
And we're gonna get to some of that here later, because that was something that you asked me before, you know, we got going, of what, you know, let's talk about some of this.
Yeah.
It's gonna be about fun.
Yeah.
But no, doing great. Renovation Nation's killing it. We're actually, a good buddy of mine, Brian Patton, has done a lot of B-roll. We call it B-roll. A lot of filming of us, and we're pushing it to a lot of other markets than radio and going for TV a little bit, like we do with our podcast or live events or whatever you call these
things.
That's
awesome, man.
And because people enjoy it. People, we have fun. You know, there's Carly, me, Chris, then Kim will show up, and I have my daughter sometimes, and then whoever else we bring in.
I've always had an awesome time.
If not, we don't need to be there at 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be doing something else and having fun if it wasn't.
Yeah.
And but no, it's been great. Thank you to Laura, not everybody at, you know, WTN for allowing us to do that, and I would love it. And thank you, man. Thank you. Big thanks to you inviting me today. Saw your text here, so you come in and do a podcast.
I know. A little last second.
What time? I thought you were going to say, hey, I was like, 9 be good. I get here at 9:40.
You got to work, right?
And I don't even know what time it is right now. But yeah, it was payroll day. So,
close to 11 o'clock. So, May 31st, this will be out here in a little bit. So, on LinkedIn and Facebook and everything too, on my side of things. But it's been a while. We used to network a bunch together. We did some events together. So, it's been kind of crazy these days for myself. So, I'm just glad we're back together, and I'm going to kick this podcast back off and kind of make sure doing it at least once a week.
Where do they find your podcast at? Because, like, people that's watching on all my sites
right now
have not seen your podcast or heard your podcast or whatever.
Yeah.
Where do they find it?
So, on iTunes, you know, Speak It, two different words, Speak It on iTunes. There's downloads all over the world, just like your radio shows, mm-hmm. downloads all over. And I went back to check some stats yesterday. And even I haven't been on, and just boom, boom, downloads mm-hmm. are still going. And so, and we try to have different topics, different fun business topics, you know, what's going on in the local market, different, you know, sales strategies, different things like that. But talk sports.
Yep.
You know, so it's a little variety that if you want to hear one thing, you can hear something. But we've had a lot of people saying, where have you been?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so trying to get back going again. So.
I found you on, I saw you on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I got you. So any LinkedIn people out there can go listen to your podcast or watch podcasts.
I put on LinkedIn, and there'll be the link to, we have a website, and you can click mm-hmm. on and listen to it from your computer. Any phone you have,
mm-hmm.
There shows, I think there's 5 or 6 different downloads from phones and computers that we see and the stats and everything. So listen in, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. So.
Well, Renovation Nation, you can catch on WTN or Google WTN, and you can listen to it on your phone or on your computer, or you also get iHeartRadio.
I did that when I was.
Yeah, anyway, we got people all over the country, so anybody that you've got on your LinkedIn, because I know LinkedIn's a powerful tool that I don't use much.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's not, I meet a lot of people, but it's not a tool in my arsenal as much as Facebook is.
Right.
Facebook's a huge tool in what we do, but for your LinkedIn listeners, you can just Google Nashville. What have you googled? WTN99.7 Super Talk,
right.
And there'll be an iHeart link. There'll be their website link.
I've done it.
I think,
man.
They're competitors, though. I don't know. I'm just saying. But you can listen. We got Air Force people, military people all over listening. So
yeah.
You know, thanks for service, by the way.
Absolutely.
But go ahead.
So real quick on you, the Man of the Year, Leukemia Society.
Wow.
Speak on that real quick. I thought that was pretty awesome. Trying to raise some funds and. Something close to you guys as well.
That's something that came out of left field, or right field, as you'd say. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, left hand, I hit the right field.
Yeah, it was an amazing honor, number one. I mean, I'm humbled by the experience of 10 of us got nominated, men and women, and by the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, the LLS, and we raised cumulatively $546,000 in 10 weeks.
That's
10 people. $546,000. It might even be a little more than that by now, because we could keep raising money as more money's coming in.
Wow.
In 10 weeks.
Wow.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Hutton of 104.5 The Zone, mm-hmm. 180 Show,
oh, yeah.
He was one of the nominees, and he won the Man of the Year, raised like $146,000. Then this little lady, I call her a little lady, but very nice woman, Abby, came out and was beside me, and we were sitting there talking, and they went to the who won the women's part, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, you know, $149,000 money raised. I looked around, you're over here talking.
What a BA.
Wow, it was amazing. So if you don't know about the LLS, you can go to the RTM Roofing website, www.rtmroofing.com. There's a link right there to the LLS, or just research LLS. But the reason it was close to home to me for the reason why I got in it when I got asked to do this was that my general manager, Dwayne Reed, mm-hmm. which you know Dwayne, had leukemia. And he fought it all through 2018 and came out the other side. And I saw what the new drugs did and stuff like that. So research, this was something to, you know, put her back into. So yeah, it was amazing. It awesome. Kills me each time I talk about it. But yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Well, don't go there. But that's awesome. Knowing that when I first met him, that
quit getting me emotional.
When I first met, well, I think we were doing a hanging Christmas lights, and I met Dwayne for the first time, and you first said, John, he just survived cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing him out there hanging lights and everything, and him coming through is pretty awesome. And
yeah.
That research, like you said, fundraising helps a lot. So, but just want to touch base mm-hmm. on that a little bit. And
I appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, that's awesome. Dwayne, hello. Hope you're listening. Good to see you.
He is. I talked to him earlier. I said, watch him. We'll put it live.
Not the prettiest of people live right now, but we'll have to work on that.
Well, you don't have a face for radio. That's why, you know, I always get you on the show.
That's right. Thanks. I am wearing my nice Ole Miss shirt today, so we'll talk that in a bit. But talk FLSA just real quick. You guys can see we just a little FLSA sign back here. We just sponsored the Greater Nashville Hospitality Association Hotel Restaurant event at the Legends Golf Club, Vanderbilt. Awesome. Saw a lot of clients, met a lot of prospects. We got a lot of work to do with that. But for those that don't know, Fire and Life Safety, America's a full-service fire protection company. Sprinklers, fire alarms, extinguishers, you know, we talked about it. Fire doors mm-hmm. and dampers, those are big. Make sure those inspections done on assisted livings, hospitals and such. Really making sure that...
what about a fire door going into a cellar or something? Do you guys do anything like that?
I don't know much about those. Like that? Probably can. Mm-hmm. Next podcast, we can probably...
That's a question I got. We'll talk off air about that, but I've got
an idea. We do a lot of swinging fire doors for, you know, corridors, things like that, or firewall ratings and all that, and it's a big deal. We're doing some overtime work tomorrow at a facility in Murfreesboro.
And when you say fire wall or fire door?
We're inspecting the fire doors and making sure there's 13 to 14 checklists you have to do at NFPA 80. That's the number to bore you, but that kind of governs the process of fire doors. And
does that mean that fire before so long can't make it through
that's
that door?
That's right. 20 minutes, 90 minutes, 3 hours. That is holding a fire and smoke back so people can escape. And there's a lot to it. They can put you to sleep, but we do it all. So we install it. Not fire doors, but we install sprinklers, fire alarms. We inspect them, and we're all over the country. So it's just kind of not a quick, you know, commercial about us, but that's kind of what we do. And happy about our new Knoxville office. We've hired a bunch of people up there. Got some good team members up there to do inspections and service work, and they're great relationships up there on that side of the state. Bristol, Chattanooga. I meet with a bunch of people down there on the medical side, and it's just going great, man. Birmingham team. And what's up, JD? Blake's here.
You got a promotion or demotion or whichever way you want to call it. It
depends on how much work there is. Right?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, so hopefully I'm helping out on that regional side, helping hire some guys, support them. We got some talented people, and I want to make sure I don't get in their way, right? Help them, make sure that they need something. I support it in our team, not just myself. And there's other people that are part of that. So our job is to grow and grow this brand. And
but you're doing something different than you were last time I met you.
Yeah.
Or when we all got together.
Yeah. Support a team in Birmingham and Nashville and Knoxville. And of course, Knoxville's huge. And then we do work in Kentucky and supporting our staff in Roanoke. So they're talented people. And like I said, I just want to make sure I support them and
awesome.
Growing their businesses. So it is. And it's been a lot of fun. And a lot of these marketing events, they're a lot of fun because we're putting our faces out there, our brand, and make sure we're helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's done through cold calls, networking, LinkedIn, events. You know, we've done events after hours. It takes all to build and create a business and to get that brand awareness out there. So that's a little bit about us. That commercial mm-hmm. is probably a minute and a half long, but mm-hmm. You got any questions for me on fire safety?
No, I'm going to talk about cellar doors or stuff like that, of what entails to have something like that.
About mostly tornadoes? What do you want to keep the fire out of?
Well, you never know. Someone might be coming after you. And if they try to burn your house down, you're done getting through it.
That's right. So it is a good topic on the side, so we'll figure that out.
Yeah, I'm curious about that.
See if UL and FM is kind of approach
that. Well, you're talking about Birmingham and all the areas that you're now covering and involved in. RTM Roofing is now doing a lot of work in Cookeville, Sparta, McMinnville, Manchester.
Nice.
I always call the pies, Nashville is the tip, and we go out 40 to Cookeville, and we go out 24 to Manchester, and they meet right in the middle.
You know, and some of our clients are the same. You know, guys, RTM Roofing's kind of got a commercial side now.
Oh, we do commercial roofing. Yes,
so that's awesome, and that's been the last year and a half.
Yeah, when we really got into it, we used to do light commercial, but now we can jump into more. What's the large warehouse? Industrial. We don't do industrial work. I mean, we can reduce the amount of repairs, but I'm not doing a large industrial.
Slowly but surely. Don't get into something that you're not ready for, right?
No. That's why we've been slow rolling it. And then this year we've received over, 500, 600, 700 calls already. It's crazy.
And that, you know, taking calls from you and you, we share in those relationships, right? I have a common client. We're like, you know what? You need to give Carly and Chad a call.
Let me give Carly and Dwayne and Mitchell props.
Yeah.
But yeah, give them a call. But they're the ones that are out. I'm out shaking babies and kissing hands now, and they got me off the roofs. They're the ones busting their tails.
You can't have you getting hurt now.
Well, I like climbing roofs, though. But
I understand.
And we got the best team ever.
Don't want to hurt that
best
radio
team
face,
ever.
Right?
No, can't hurt the radio face. But the best team ever we've ever had, and been growing to get here. And I mean, last year with the amount of volume we've done already this year, we couldn't have done this time last year.
Well, that'll go right into our next topic, because I mean, I want to talk about, have that one tidbit that somebody can take with them from our talk today. The one thing. I have mine. I'll let you kick it off.
No, you do yours first. I'll follow up.
That's fine. You may be able to do a little trail off it, but you know, the one thing that I think you have to have in sales, growing a business, starting a business, if you're not good at creating relationships, if you're not genuine, people feed off of that, if you can't connect with people pretty quickly, and I'm not talking about low prices.
Mm-hmm.
They may let you bid.
Price doesn't always matter.
No.
It's not always about price.
If they just want a third number, second number, whatever, then that's, if you can't create that relationship where they say, you know what, I'd like for you to take a look at my whole account here. Come on back. If you cannot create those genuine relationships and sustain those, you don't have a business. And that's just one little topic that, marketing is key, all this stuff's key, but if you personally cannot create those relationships and people want to be around
those
you,
those are all tools.
You don't have, and some of that you can't teach.
No, they're tools. You can buy all the tools you want.
That's right, the marketing stuff, yeah.
I can buy anything, you know, to build this desk, but if I don't understand it or know how to sell it or know how to whatever, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But you're asking me, and I'm glad you asked this, because RTM Roofing started, I try to get my guys, you know, when you're out, doing your thing, you'll get pictures on the roofs with you, you know, selfies, you know, you'll be safe, and of course, be sitting down, all the other good stuff.
People die with selfies these days.
I know, that's the whole crazy part. But get stuff and pictures and promote yourself on your page, you know, on your own Facebook, and I'll share it on our Tim's, and Joe Kelly, one of our big field managers, Big Joe, did it the other day, and some people called. And
I saw him on the roof the other day on Facebook.
That's it. And so now we're going to start, Where's Joe? Name the neighborhood, and you get a $50 gift card and a free, and a, not a free, and nothing's free. It's complimentary roof inspection. Mm-hmm. You know, it costs us time, money, and everything else. We're giving it to you, so it's complimentary. I hate hearing free. Nothing's free. Free stuff,
people don't like. Gas to get out there, are you kidding me?
Nothing's free.
Yeah.
And so when you asked, what's one thing in business, or re-ask your question, so I make sure I say.
What is that one thing that's paramount, maybe bigger than anything, to you have to be successful, growing a business, a new salesperson, whatever. What is that one thing you have to have above everything else? If you don't have this, we're not going to create anything. We're not going to sustain anything.
You've got to be happy with what you do.
I think.
Period. It's a good buddy, a good friend of mine, Joe Brock, died last Friday in a car crash. And I realized that out of nowhere, you know, that's things that just come from nowhere, that you've got to focus on what you want to do. And if what you want to start tomorrow instead of 3 years from now or 5 years now, start tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't start. Don't plan stuff 8 years from now. I mean, don't get me wrong. You got to do certain things. But if you want to retire in 8 years and start retiring now. If you want to be a good salesman, start being a good salesman now.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you happy?
Right.
If you're not happy in what you're doing,
people can tell.
Don't do it. Now, granted, you got to eat, but you can eat. There's other ways to eat and make money and do be happy with what you do. And it's set the level of your happiness. You know, I want to live in a $10 million home with pools and da da da. Yeah, that's one of these way up here would be awesome. Not gonna happen.
Yeah.
That in the end, it probably wouldn't even make me happy.
Right.
What makes me happy? Sitting out at our cabin on the Caney Fork, sitting on a big flat rock I sprayed off, watching the sunrise.
Yep.
What's that cost?
Yeah.
Nothing. So if you can focus and get that kind of happiness in what you do, then you go grab the tools, like I was just saying, the marketing, this, get your spreadsheets, get your taxes. Those are all, you can buy tools, anybody can do that.
Yeah.
But if you're happy doing it, then it'll just, it's what we do at RTM. Everybody's doing what they want to do within reason. Some don't.
Well, like when I come around you guys, it's people are good moods. We're having a good time. We're creating business, but we're happy. And that's a good point. I think those, and we didn't mean to do this, but those two have to coincide.
They do. Because one will fail without the other.
Yeah.
Well, actually, only one will fail without the other. If you're not happy doing what you do, you will not be successful.
And Pete, you can't create relationships when they're awkward and they know that you're not happy with, you don't believe in the product, you don't believe in the process.
It's that smelly blood.
Ops team, all that stuff, absolutely. So I just think that's, you got to hit that stuff home. Mm-hmm. And like you said, if you need to change jobs, you need to change your focus.
Do it now. Don't wait. I'm changing my job 2 years from now because I hate this flipping job. Start looking today.
There you go.
Or I want to add this to it. Start today.
Yeah.
Well, why? Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, just proved to me last Friday that, I mean, we all know we're not getting out of here alive. You know, we know that.
That's right.
But at the same point in time, you don't expect it's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, my son.
You think another 30 years, another 40 years, another 20, whatever it may be.
You know your kids will say anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're leaving baseball the other day, and we're just, you know, we had our slushies, Reed, Avery, and myself, and Avery said, Dada, when are you going to die? I'm like, buddy, what made you think of that? I'm like starting to, like, you know, get a little emotional. I'm like, I don't know. I hope I go before you do. But, like, you, the six-year-old asks these wild questions. It's like, you're right.
Of course, Mama.
There's some things that, for the Facebook world out there and everybody, you know, we are having our third child.
I know. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a girl, so that's three. I'm excited. Whew. Number three, I know.
Two more, you got a basketball team.
Somebody said, man, I don't know. I'm really happy for you that you guys are really brave, that you guys are willing to do this because we've got two and we can't do it. I'm like, I don't know if it's brave or just being kind of stupid. You know?
Are you happy?
I'm really happy.
Then
I can't wait to meet her. I'm nervous about a few things, but I cannot wait to meet her. Seeing the 20-week ultrasound yesterday is
that's awesome.
I have a tear running. Little person that's going to be loved, and it's going to bring all that much joy to us. But anyway, perspective.
Yeah, it's all it is. It is.
So, but in a, back to that thing. Mm-hmm. But if you're not happy, and you can't create those relationships. Mm-hmm.
Get the tools to help you succeed in that, because you can't teach sales.
No.
You can't teach owning a business. There's no class that says, here's how you open a business.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the follow, the things you have to do here, and here, and here. So that's some things you've got to learn.
Every day it changes with technology. And how to get in front of it.
You on this. I brought in the Mevo. By the way, Mevo, you need to start sponsoring, because I've got about 80 people about to buy one of you.
That's right. But I need one. But if you got all the tools and you can't create relationships and people don't want to work with you, doesn't matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
That's right.
So you need, like you said, you need to find something else to do.
And you don't have to have every customer either.
No, not every customer is an A+.
If I was going to have a non-philosophical answer, like I always told you, I was going to have more philosophical, is learn to say no.
Yeah.
Learn to say no and walk away. That's been the hardest thing I've had to learn. Because I always want to fix things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can fix that. And then it ends up, it's the customer you can never please. It's whatever it may be. I never can get what I think I can do, no matter what you're saying. Learn to say, we're not the fit for you.
Yeah.
Or you're not the fit for us. Here's another company. I have a bunch of companies we refer people to all the time. They can help you with that.
Right.
Because sometimes salespeople get caught in that trap of, it's all about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Not always about the money. It's about customer service, quality, and making money.
Fit.
Not getting everybody you can and spitting out the ones you don't like. No. Choose your clients wisely.
Yeah, here's my sales price. How much is it going to cost me? We can get down to the nitty gritty on some of those on another thing to help other people out there. But like you said, learn to say no. The relationship, the personality, everything, mm-hmm. if they're just taking third, fourth, fifth number, you need to pick up on that quickly and move on. Mm-hmm. Move on to something that's going to give you better return on your investment.
Or if you're doing saleable, then learn how to answer their objections and blow the other guys out, because it's not usually always about the dollar.
That's a really good point.
That's where you get back in your tool bag, that you can't
show
teach,
more value.
But you can get and show, hey, this is how you respond to an objection.
That's right.
Answer their objection.
All right.
To where they go, where they answer to themselves. It's not answer the objection. It's where they answer it themselves. They say, well, I don't like that color. And you go, well, you're wearing it. I'm sorry, but what about the color in your pants? Oh, yeah, I can't. You know,
tactfully and everything.
Here's the classic. You're talking with the lady of the house, and her husband's not there. You know, and so she's, what's stopping you, from going with us today and proceeding with this work? Well, I need to talk with my husband. Great. Well, you don't go, well, I'm gonna wait or just say it's when can we sit up Tuesday? Will he be here at 9:00? She said, go ahead and get an appointment, because they can't go. Oh, wait, can't do that. Well, you just said he has to be here to make decisions. Let's set the time up.
Yeah.
They answered their own objection and can't. Next.
Yeah.
Okay, Monday's fine.
Yeah.
Y'all are welcome for that little tidbit. But anyway, but that's
they don't leave it open ended. If they want it, keep moving forward. If they don't, then figure that out as well. So, just a business discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure we hit on that. So
I keep thinking we're not on Renovation Nation. That's cracking me up.
No, it's great. So sports corner. Guys like to hear these sports. Ladies too. So. We got a few things to talk about briefly. Let me see. How are we doing on time? Are you doing okay on time?
Oh, I'm good, man.
Good on time.
That's righty.
Titans, Tennessee football, NBA finals, everything. NBA finals.
Got my Titans.
Hey, Titans. So I'm kind of sensitive for this next thing. A.J. Brown, second-round draft pick, the wide receiver out of Ole Miss. I think he's going to be a freak, an immediate starter if he doesn't get hurt for the slot. You should go back and watch some videos on A.J. Brown. He's a bully when he catches the ball. It's hard to tackle him.
Without people hating me,
uh-oh.
Okay. I have no idea you don't know.
No.
I don't
keep
up sports a lot.
Would you got? Hey, I'm just helping you out, because you got somebody to watch next year when you're
fair enough
in the box or at the game.
In the box.
Who's this guy here running out of the field?
FLSA box.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe being co-sponsored by RTM Roofing and such. I don't watch a ton of Titans locally, because Saturdays are spent so much time watching that college football. I watch them on TV.
Yeah.
So Titans, I'll have to get a ticket or two, so I'll go to that. But anyway, so get excited about Titans. It's coming around. The practices are happening right now. Tennessee football.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk about Tennessee football.
Go
are you
balls.
Excited about them?
I am.
Pruitt. Jeremy Pruitt. They going to do anything this year? They going to go to the bowl game?
I'm not going to jinx him, because somebody will hate me. So I'm not going to say, of course. My obvious answer is, of course they are. My point is, no, but I mean, and you should believe that. You should believe you're going there. Even the players better believe they're going there, or you're not going to get there.
I totally agree.
So, but with the rebuilding they've been doing there, it's just a matter of time for it sinks up and starts running.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the marketing, you talk about RTM Roofing and things like that. All of a sudden leads started coming in from everywhere.
Recruiting, baby.
And I go, what's recruiting? You go, where's this coming from? And he says, well, you've been doing this for a while. It's like building an engine. You got the block.
Yeah.
You put an alternator on it. You put this on it. But next thing you know, the engine's running.
Yeah.
You don't know what started it, but you built the pieces.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're doing, is have been building the pieces. And every now and then you get a bad alternator, and you got to throw that out and get another one in.
That's right.
But I think the engine's getting ready to start. So, therefore, yes, I think they should be going to a bowl this year.
I think
I don't know,
a lot
of people are going to be pissed if they don't. But
yeah.
It's just I believe they should.
People talk about bad Tennessee fans all the time. I don't think I really know one. They're like, people say they're going to conference every year. Well, but Jerry Pruitt knows what to do.
But they're passionate, just like Ole Miss fans and Alabama fans and Florida fans and all them other crazies.
And look, you're gonna have to get the recruit somehow. And then a lot of stuff happens behind the scenes. So whatever, everybody does it. But I was ready when UT was almost going to the Elite Eight and all that and Final Four. And they went to lead, I was about to go about hat, because mm-hmm. they were at a fun brand of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a big Ole Miss guy. And, but, dude, I'm ready to buy an orange shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was excited. So I want UT football to do well, man.
The UT basketball team was amazing this year. It was unbelievable. It was. I'm with that. First, I thought, wait a minute, we're talking about football or baseball or basketball. It's basketball. Amazing.
Baseball made the tournament. I got a note here.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, the regionals start tonight. Guys, mm-hmm. watch college baseball mm-hmm. regionals. A lot of passion there. It's like the NCAA tournament starts tonight, 64 teams. First time they made the baseball tournament since 2005. And I think they got in by taking the series from Ole Miss and Knoxville 3 weekends ago. So Good for them.
Wow.
You got a lot of baseball fans out there.
Well, yeah. No, I used to love sports when I played them, and I got out of sports, and I just couldn't keep up. Now I'm so far behind the eight ball, so to speak, that I can't even – when you say names, you know, my uncle, my cousin, they can tell you who played 1948 for so-and-so and who went to so-and-so. I mean, I love that kind of people that have that knowledge and are that in-depth on the sport, or whether it's work or sport.
Yeah.
When you look at it like that, you'll be successful. That's why they're trivia masters and stuff like that.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Look here.
Go Balls.
Coach Pitch Six. I'm a coach of our team, Braves, one of them, one of the coaches. Mm-hmm. And Kyle Sherman and Ryan Coleman and Keith, Anderson, and we got a game tonight, game tomorrow, and coach pitching to these kids is that's why I can't make the radio show.
Yeah.
It is so much fun. It is tough, but it's so much fun watching these kids. Actually, seeing some of their athletic abilities come out. If you're kind to them, passionate,
seeing that light bulb go off at certain moments. Oh, but yeah. Now he gets it, or she gets
the ball over your head. Well, I've got a she on my team, and so. But it's a lot of fun. So,
how old is the coach pitch? How old are the players?
5 and 6.
Oh, wow.
And
did that used to be T-ball?
We did T-ball last year.
Okay.
And we got some kids hitting right now.
I don't remember coach pitch growing up, but I'm not saying it didn't happen. I just don't remember T-ball.
Don't tell them how old you are if you don't remember.
And, 28.
Me too.
Thank you. I can't remember I don't remember a coach has ever thrown other than at practice.
Right.
And that was using my dad throwing 90 mile an hour screwballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a crazy pitcher, snapped his arm right here doing a screwball. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I think now it's, and when I was growing up, 9 years old, that's when the kids started pitching and such. But it's so much fun. It's very rewarding.
When did they start pitching now?
Nine.
That's still nine?
Yeah. Okay. So, but that's a lot of fun. Hey, Braves and Murfreesboro Little League. So, anyway, what else we got? Vanderbilt, Ole Miss are hosting tonight. They're actually got, if you don't know this, if you're hosting a regional, there's four teams there, including you. Vanderbilt's playing on West End tonight. Looks like they got a really easy draw. Ole Miss has Clemson in town tonight, Illinois, and Jacksonville State out of Alabama. A couple local teams there. Hopefully, they played for the SEC title in the tournament in Hoover, Alabama. Last Sunday, Ole Miss lost 11-10 at the bottom of the ninth. Good for Vanderbilt. Our rivalry with that school is just huge. Every sport.
I love it. You're never out. Nothing's ever a gimme.
We're winning 9-1.
I know. And that's what everybody sits back and rests on the hill a little bit, and goes, we can just coast through.
Vanderbilt should win the whole thing. They're incredible. We won the tournament last year. So, anyway.
Yep.
But that's sports. Anything you want to mention on sports at all?
No. We've already talked about
it. I have to bring the sports to the table and everything.
Other than my daughter is going to Florida to inline speed skate tournament down there. Yeah. True, it's 110 millimeter wheels. The boots are carbon fiber. It's the same thing as the Apollo Ono boots. Like ice skating with speed skating with roller inline speed skating.
Where does she do it?
Not rollerblades. Out of Murfreesboro. Her mom is a champion of it, and they practice there in Murfreesboro at the skate center, and then they go to. It's a whole national deal.
We have a skate center in Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
I don't even know this.
Yeah. Right over about to cross some toots or that old little
circle. Oh, Broad. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Broad and go up that next little road at
Medical Center.
No. You turn left on Medical Center, then an immediate left.
Okay.
It's a street parallel to Broad.
Oh, okay.
Right there where the toots, I can't think. I guess it's Medical Center where it crosses, where it starts.
Oh, probably Memorial.
Right before the little hotel.
Yeah.
The old crazy hotel right there. You just turn left and stretch on the dumbbell.
What's the business? You repping the business?
Oh, no. Just that they're down there. The Sprinters, Sprinters SDQ are down there competing. I think they're on the way today and going to be competing tomorrow. In tournaments. They have tournaments and races. And my daughter's been skating since she was one. So y'all go wear it out down there.
Don't get hurt. Right?
No. She's finally flipped the light switch.
Yeah. Well, that goes to next topic, Nashville's growth. I don't see it.
Everybody stay home. If you're watching this or listening to this anywhere in the world, stay.
Just don't.
Home.
Yeah, don't.
Where you're at.
Don't move your business here and stay off the roads. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good driving the next couple months because schools are out.
But it's more than 1 acre I got here living 10 miles from town. $600,000, sure, tomorrow. It's not worth that yet, but it will be at one point. But the way Nashville's growing.
It's crazy.
Like 6 months, it'll probably be worth it. It'll raise $400,000 in 6 months.
It's crazy.
Taxes.
It's
everything.
I was driving on Medical Center Parkway by the Embassy Suites yesterday, and I'm driving, and I see Reston Arsenal. fully built almost. And I'm like, I didn't know it was going up. And these apartments and these a new Krispy Kreme right there. It's just crazy. And that's Murfreesboro. And it's just, of course, there's 150,000 people there. So
have you driven down Burkett anytime soon?
No.
That's on 24. I call the old Starwood exit, but it's Burkett. I think it turns into Hobson Pike if you go right. But you go left towards Nolan's Road. And that's just a little windy road, kicks over to Nolan's Road, right below Concord Road is where it comes out. There's a whole hillside I used to drive by forever that is now gone.
Wow.
And that happened in within, you know, a month, month and a half. I just one day drive by and look over, and there's it's about to be 80,000 condos, or Lord knows what it is, but it's everywhere.
I mean, it's good for business, but driving and...
Get the roads ready, then bring the people in. That's the only thing they did wrong.
That's
the only thing they did wrong. They should have... They planned bringing, getting this stuff into Nashville is awesome. Some by accident, I'm assuming, some by plan.
Absolutely, man.
But also, they should have been focusing on if it does come,
yeah,
you'll build it and they will come. Well, we built it here in Nashville and they have came.
Yeah.
The roads we didn't build.
Well, I'm avoiding 440 right now. I won't even go to it. So I'm having to ask people, how do they look? I'm going around it.
I'm looking for the FLSA helicopter. Where we just go and land from places where we want to go.
Man, we're not in investments. I'll tell you that much. So we don't make a whole lot on fire protection. But you need to talk to us.
It's nice building you're in right here.
Yeah, that's right.
Good office.
That's right.
You guys are killing it.
Donaldson, 1410 Donaldson Pike here off of Harding Place in Donaldson over by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Stop by and see us. So we do need to, here at the end, but we'll give out some contact information. But
yeah.
Dude, now in downtown Nashville, if you're down there working and seeing people, I was over at Peg Leg Porker, one of our sponsors and customers, seeing Carrie and eating over there with another customer. Tractors are giving people tours in downtown Nashville.
I don't go downtown anymore. We went down here the other night just for once because a good friend was leaving, moving to Texas. And that was on a Monday night.
Well, we have business.
Yeah. Well, you got to. Yeah. I know you do. I'm just talking about personally, entertainment wise.
Yeah.
You know, to go out and hit brawl or whatever. They can have it.
You weren't at the draft?
Yeah, I was at watching the TV in my room, and I was not.
People were like side by side, couldn't move, and good for Nashville.
Now, if I'd been in any other city, you know, visiting, I probably would have went. I've been right down the middle of it. But here in Nashville, since we live here, I'm like. And everybody I talked to going, how you going? I'm not getting that mess. Which was, it's amazing what they did, though. It's unbelievable what they did and pulled it off. Meaning, as far as it looks from everybody on the outside, they nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure some things probably went on here or there, but they killed it.
Absolutely amazing. Because you always see that in New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, and how glamorous it is and whatever. And then you look, that's Nashville. I'm walking down the street all the
first,
time.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Holy, that's going all the way down of all the people.
Oh, yeah. It's just, like New Year's Eve.
It's worse than New Year's Eve.
It's pretty impressive.
Good time to be in Nashville, though. It's a good time to be in business in Nashville. If you're in Nashville, there are, with the influx of people, it gives companies like me to help compete with the companies that's been here forever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with companies that's been here forever. Someone had to start somewhere doing something.
We started our business here almost 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
It's a double-edged sword, as we always say. The influx of people is great on one aspect, and then the traffic is terrible on the other.
Right.
But you got to have one. You take your poison, and you can't. It's either one or the other.
Atlanta's the geographical footprint's much bigger, but the traffic. But anyway, within the last week or two, somebody died on a scooter.
Yeah, Carly saw it.
What do you mean she?
But she ever at the bar and saw the whole thing right over there off whatever. Talked to her about that. Yeah, it's people letting them ride the scooters around. And I'm all for anything. You're going to make me wear a helmet riding a bike, it's a bicycle or motorcycle, and I can't have a drink in my hand. I can't this and that. And da 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 da. But you're going to let people ride scooters
18 miles an hour
with no helmet and thinking they are equivalent to a car. It's like motorcycle drivers. God bless you guys, but if other people weren't on the road, I'd ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, sure.
But people in the cars do not look, and sometimes you can't see something. Sometimes you're in a blind spot.
Oh, watch this. Hey,
but yeah, the phones. I got rear-ended here in November on Briley.
Yeah.
And come to a stop, and I look back, and here come this car. I had my rearview mirror cracked, or my rear window cracked.
Yeah.
I could see her as plain as day, looking straight down. She was probably, if she was doing 40, she was doing 60. And I just threw it neutral, leaned back, cut it to the right real quick, split second, and bam.
Yeah, it's not terrible. Like you can wait.
Never knew, if she knew it, it was about 2 seconds. You know, doing 40, 50 miles an hour, you're doing about 50 to 80 feet per second. And she was about 20 yards behind me. So it was about 1 second she had to look up, and there was no stopping. I knew it. I leaned back in the seat, and yeah, and it, she was straight down like this right here.
Man.
I could see her playing day still in my head. She was fine. I mean, she ended up living and all that, but she, the toe hitch stopped her.
Oh, absolutely.
That was terrible. Yeah, it was bad. Wow. But yeah, but
I mean, it's not a funny thing because somebody died, but I've seen YouTube videos watching people crash on them, not with cars, but they crash on their own. It could be funny, not to like it's
sad.
Dangerous.
It's sad and it's dangerous. And I'm the least one to talk about government regulation.
No.
I'm the least one to ever say the government should be any business.
Be careful.
But that's, I wouldn't be on one of those. That doesn't mean people don't, but that's just crazy.
It's been a crazy trend. I don't know what else is they're going to put out there, but I think there's three different scooter businesses out there, but somebody died. I get it, I'll get hurt. I mean, I'm sure it's fun if you're the Parthenon Park, Centennial Park, you know, riding around or whatever, but be careful, people.
Yeah, but you're not getting out on the road.
No.
Meaning, most of the times, that's the difference. They run them scooters, they drive those scooters right into the middle of the land, pull right out in front of you like they're on a motorcycle or something. I'm like, yeah, we're doing this, or just looking to the left or their phone while they're riding.
No, have you seen that?
Yeah.
Have you seen people looking at
it? Yes.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, so.
Texting and scooting. Anyway,
yeah,
anything else that you want to close on at all?
No, other than you can check RTM Roofing out at rtmroofing.com. You can check us out on Renovation Nation live on Super Talk 99.7 WTN on Saturdays from 11 to 12. Facebook, we're all over Facebook, like if you're watching on that now or if you're listening on LinkedIn. And you can reach RTM Roofing at 615-500-0751. That's 615-500-0751.
I was about to say, get that right. I put it out there right there for you so you didn't forget it.
And, but if you go over to our website, you can get your roofs inspected once a year. If there's anything from RTM Roofing we try to teach people is you have to maintenance your roof like you maintenance everything else on your house, your AC, your car. You spend more money on your car than you do your roof, and you don't sleep in it.
Yeah.
Unless you're 20.
Yeah.
Then you sleep in your car sometimes. But,
oh, yeah.
But people our age at 28,
and if you don't,
sleep on a roof. And you don't know, I can't tell you how many people or how many places we go to, they don't think anything's wrong with their house. Then I'll show them, I'll get up there and there'll be nail pops, water's getting in. They just don't know it. It's just either on down the wall, they don't see it. You know, I said out of mind, hey, that little sprinkler on your, a little water line on your refrigerator has been leaking for 15 years, didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Until your floor fell in. Same thing with your roof.
Get it inspected.
That's why you should get that stuff inspected. Anyway.
Give them a call. They're doing awesome. They're just great people.
And thank you again for having me on today. This is awesome.
This isn't the last time. So, Fire and Life Safety, FLSAmerica.com. The Nashville office is 615-866-6537. If you need an inspection, fire marshal comes in, air insurance is making you do inspections, need to do them anyway, call myself, John Wilson, or a local rep, Blake Tyler. Be happy to talk to you. Hospitals, community colleges, high-rises, school systems, they're all required to maintain those fire systems so people aren't dying.
What about homeowners that have a sprinkler system in their house?
It's not,
is that not required? Would you get that maintenance for my clientele that's listening out there?
They may want to see, if they talk to their insurance company, they may have them do an inspection on that. So you get out there and if you're not looking, they may see a valve close.
Mm-hmm.
Head goes off, water's not going to flow. Mm-hmm. Flow if you don't have that valve open, things like that.
If you had one in your house, whether you do it or not, I don't know, would you get it inspected?
I would. Make sure that the pressure's still the same.
Yeah.
Make sure that heads weren't painted and things like that from the install. So, yeah, so it's worth looking into.
Yeah, like a roof inspection.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
Right. Guys,
I appreciate it. Chad, was awesome.
Awesome, brother. Yes, you know, sir, man.
FLSA, RTM Roofing.
Yeah, RTM Roofing.
That's right.
I didn't know it was going to really Mevo this day, so there you go. But
talk to you guys soon. Awesome. Thank you.
Peace. And I'm going to throw it out here again on Facebook, too. So,